Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
Thank the Lord for meeting us again.
感谢主又召聚我们。
So let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Father, we thank you for you are our almighty God and you are our Father.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为你是全能的神，你是我们的父。
Thank you for calling us to gather together in your presence this morning.
感谢你今天早晨召聚我们在你的同在里面。
We pray that you give us a ear to hear.
我们祷告你赐给我们能听的。
And we pray that you breathe your words into our hearts.
我们祷告你将你的话吹到我们的灵里面。
So we commit the time into your holy hands.
我们把以下时间交在你的圣手里面。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。Amen. Amen.
So brothers and sisters, we live in a confusing world and difficult time.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在所处的时代是一个非常叫人困惑的时候。
A lot of things are happening, whether it's pestilence, or conflicts, division.
很多事情正在发生，不论是瘟疫或是有纷争的事情。
And nobody knows how the current events will end and what will happen next.
也没人知道现在这些事情何时会结束，也没人知道将来会发生什么事。
I felt the Lord reminded me of this verse in the book of Daniel.
我感觉主在但以理书把这节经文提醒我。
So I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
所以我想要和弟兄姐妹来分享。
Please turn to Daniel chapter 11.
请打开但以理书11章。
And we'll read verse 32.
我们要读第32节。
So I'll read it in English and our brother, my brother will speak, read it in Chinese.
我用英文读，然后我的弟兄用中文读。
He shall seduce with flattery those who violate the covenant, but the people who know their God should stand firm and take action.
作恶违背圣约的人，他必用巧言勾引，唯独认识神的子民必刚强行事。
So what I just read is in ESV translation.
我刚才英文读的版本是 ESV 的翻译。
Now, but anyway, so we know that in the book of Daniel, chapter 10 and 11.
但不论怎样，我们知道在但以理书第十章和第十一章。
Daniel received a vision from the Lord about a great war during the Greek Empire.
因为但以理那是从主那领受话，就是在那个大的国家里面会有征战。
And this prophecy, this vision has emphasized on a specific wicked king of the north.
因为他这个预那个预言特别讲到说，那北方有一个非常邪恶的王。
And he slaughtered Jews and desecrate the temple.
因为他会屠杀犹太人，会召见圣所。
So the he in this verse was referring to that king.
因为在这里面讲到，在这里经文讲到是那个作恶的人，就是那个王。
And we know this prophecy has two fulfillments.
因为我们知道这节预言有两个可以应验的地方。
The short-term fulfillment was a Greek king at 167 BC.
因为第一个应验的地方就是在主前167年的时候。
And but the long-term fulfillment is the Antichrist.
但是对于第二部分长期性的这个预言所讲到的是指的那个敌基督。
However, my burden is not to interpret the prophecy.
但是我今天的负担不是要来解释这个预言。
But my burden, I felt what the Lord reminded me is the second part of this verse.
但是我的负担主所提醒我是这些经文的后半段。
Now I like the Darby's translation.
我很喜欢达比弟兄的翻译。
It says, but the people that know their God,should be strong and should act.
因为达比圣经达比翻译版的英文部分讲的就是正是这里讲认识神的子民必刚强行事。
Yeah, you can see it's the same as the Chinese translation. Very simple and clear.
你可以看见这个中文的翻译完全一样，就是非常简单而且非常清楚。
The two parts.
有两部分。
The part is be strong and the second part is act.
第一部分就是我们要刚强，第二部分是我们要做事。
They should be strong. They should not yield to the enemy, even though the enemy is deceitful and try to corrupt them with flattery.
所以 那些子民应当要刚强行事，就算那时候的人用巧言来勾引他们。
We know that I think we all understand it's, we have, so for example, for young brothers and sisters, you have peer pressure.
我想我们都清楚这一点，特别是对青年的弟兄姊妹们，我们看见有所谓的同辈间的压力。
And then we also could have pressure from co-workers, or from our friends, from family, from our, from the company, from the society.
或者是我们每个人都会有从同事间、家庭中或是朋友间来的这些压力。
So it's easy to say, yeah, be strong to stand firm, but you know, when things happen, when things comes your way, can we really be strong and stand firm for the Lord?
好像我们讲起来很容易说要刚强行事，但是当事情临到我们的时候，我们是否能够真的靠着主站立得住？
Will we not be deceived? Will we not be corrupted?
我们是否也会受欺骗，而且我们是否就这样败坏呢？
Yeah, only those who know the Lord shall be strong.
因为我们这里看见讲说，只有认识神的子民才可以刚强。
And not only that, they shall act.
不仅如此，他们要行事。
Now, even though the Bible didn't say what they act, but I think it implies that they would not act foolishly.
虽然这里没有讲到说怎么样行事，但是我相信我们行事不应该是愚昧的。
They will not act emotionally or aimlessly.
我们也不该靠着感觉来行事，或者是做事没有目标。
Instead, they shall act wisely.Purposefully and according to God's way.
相反的，我们应当是按着神的方法道路来，有智慧的来做事。
Yeah, this is what the those who know the Lord would act.
因为我想，这是凡是认识神的子民会这样行事的。
So my burden is to know the Lord.
所以我的负担就是认识主。
Now knowing the Lord, knowing God does not mean that we have a lot of knowledge of God.In our head.
我们讲到认识神，并不是说在我们头脑里面累积许多知识。
We do need the knowledge and understanding.
是的，我们需要能够来认识。
But knowing God means we know Him through our life.
但是认识神表示说我们是从我们的生活里面认识他。
In a personal and intimate way.
在我非常个人而且非常亲密的关系里面。
So we know His heart.We know his personality.
所以我们应当认识神的心意，认识神的个格。
What he likes, what he disapproves.
神所喜爱的，神所不喜爱的。
What his principles.
他的原则。
And his will.
和他的旨意。
So let's think about Abraham as an example.
让我们思想亚伯拉罕作为一个例子。
From the time the Lord, spoke to him and called him,
从主向他说话呼召他的时候
，So the Lord called him to leave his country, his people, his father's house, and go to the land that the Lord promised him.
因为那时候主向他呼召说要他离开本地、本家、本族，到神所要赐给应许他的地方去。
That over a long period of time, he had many interaction and fellowship with the Lord.
因为在那一段长时间里面，他和神有很多的交通。
So over all these years, he learned who God is.
因为在那些年间，他真是认识到神是谁。
Yeah, whether it's through his failures or through his success.
不论是在他的失败里面，或在他的成功里面。
He found the Lord is righteous.
因为他都发现主是信实的。
And merciful.
是怜悯的。
And faithful.
是信实的。
Keeping his promise and his covenant.
因为主是守约，守约的神。
And then he is almighty.
而且他是全能的神。
So we find that you can see that therefore, because he know God, or I should say, because he knew God, so he was able to let Lot to choose first.
因为我们可以这么说，因为他认识神，所以在选择地点的时候，他让罗德先选。
Yeah, when his shepherds and Lot's shepherds had a strife, he told Lot says, the whole land is in front of you, you choose first.
因为那时候亚伯拉罕的牧人和罗德的牧人相争，所以亚伯拉罕就对罗德说，这地都在你面前，你可以先选。
Because he know who promised him the land.
因为他认识到 是谁把那地 应许赐给亚伯拉罕。
And later on we found that after he rescued the king of Sodom and his people, he told the king says, I will not take anything from you.
所以之后在他拯救了那个索多玛王的时候呢，他就告诉那个王说，我不从你手里接受任何的回报。
Because he know who is the most high.
因为亚伯拉罕知道谁是那位至高者。
He knows who makes him rich, who provides all that he needs.
因为他知道是谁来供应他，谁来帮助他。
And then remember that he pleaded in the presence of the Lord for Sodom and and Gomorrah.
因为我也记得亚伯拉罕的确在主面前有为索多玛和俄摩拉来代求。
Because he knew God is righteous and merciful.
因为他真知道神是公义的神，也是怜悯的神。
Yeah. And then we know that the story that when God tested Abraham to offer Isaac as a sacrifice.
那我们也知道这件事情就是当神试验亚伯拉罕来要他的把他的以撒献上的时候。
Yeah, the Bible recorded the conversation between Abraham and Isaac on their journey to the mountain.
因为在圣经上有记下来亚伯拉罕和以撒之间当他们往山上去的时候的对话。
So we should take a look at that.
所以我们应当来看看那段经文。
It's in Genesis chapter 22 verse 7 and 8.
那是在创世纪22章第7和第8节。
And again, I will read in English first, and then my brother will read in Chinese.
这一次我会用中文读，用英文读，我弟兄用中文来读。
Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said,God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together.
以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说，父亲啊，亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。以撒说，请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？亚伯拉罕说，我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。于是二人同行。
Did Abraham...No, at that moment, that there will be a ram.
在那个时候，在那刻，亚伯拉罕是否知道真的是已经有一个绵羊，公绵羊预备好吗
？No,
没有。
But he knew his God.
但是亚伯拉罕认识他的神。
So he had a faith that God will provide a solution.
所以他有这个信心，就是神会把这个解决问题的方法提出来。
Even if that he had to kill his son Isaac.He trusts the Lord can raise him from the dead.
就算说他必须要把以撒献上，他也相信神能够叫以撒再复活。
Therefore, he said that famous statement of faith.
所以在这里我们看见有一个非常有名的一个信心的一个陈述。
God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering.
因为这句话是说神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。
And indeed, he proved that God is Jehovah Jireh.
所以我们真是看见，的确，他证实了神是那耶和华以勒。
Yeah. The Lord will provide on his mountain.
就是在神的山上必有预备。
This is what the verse that we read in Daniel.
这就是我们刚刚在但以理书所读到的经文。
Those who know the Lord.Those who know God will be strong and shall act.
那里讲到说，唯独认识神的子民必刚强行事。
So how can we know the Lord?
所以我们怎么样来认识神呢？
Now thank God, He has provided everything we need to know Him.
我们感谢神，因为神在认识他这一方面已经预备了许多事情让我们来认识他。
He has given us His words and He has given us His Spirit.
因为神已经把他的话赐给了我们，神也把他的灵赐给了我们。
There's no better way to know the Lord, except through His words and through His Spirit.
因为除了借着他的话语和借着他的灵，没有其他更好的方法来认识神。
But I think there's something that on our side that we need to do.
但是我想说在我们这一方面我们有些事情应当做的。
Just like our brother Sam mentioned many times that we need to have an attitude is called passively active.
正如孙义庸好几次告诉我们他讲了一句话就是我们必须要在被动中有主动。
Yeah, there's a certain responsibility on our side.
也在我们的身上是有一些责任的。
And I think I just want to maybe help the younger brothers and sisters to understand better.
我想要帮助青年的弟兄姊妹们能够更好的来认识。
Because I think sometimes when we talk about reading God's words, our focus like we start to use our mental.Capacity to understand the Bible, and then when we talk about following the Holy Spirit, we think about like it's different. Seems like a different part of our life.
因为我们好像有时候说读主的话语，我们就是用我们头脑能够认知的方面来读，然后讲到跟随圣灵的时候呢，我们好像完全是另外一个方式了。
But actually, in there's no separation of.
但是在这两件事里面应该是没有分别的。
So what's the secret?
所以秘诀在哪里?
It's actually one simple word, abiding.
那其实这个秘诀其实是一个很简单的话,就是住。
Yeah, the Lord says that if we abide in Him, His word will also abide in us.
因为主是这样说,他说我们若住在他里面,他的话就住在我们里面。
Our God didn't give us like two things we have to at the one time paying attention to one thing and another time paying attention to another.
所以我们神给我们这两件事并不是说在某些时候我们注意一方面另外时候注意另外一方面。
Actually, he gave us his only begotten son. He gave us his living word, our Lord Jesus.
因为神实在说来神所赐给我们是他的爱子和他的主耶稣的主的话。
Yeah. So when we pay attention to our Lord, and when we abide in Him, then you find we are both time paying attention to His words, and both time we're following the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就发现说，当我们能够注意到主自己的时候，我们就发现我们在不论是读主的话，或者是说跟随圣灵，这两件事是二而一的事情。
And therefore, we do not come to know the Lord.Only at like meeting time or you know Bible studying time.
所以事实上我们认识主不是只是在聚会的时候或者在我们读经的时候。
Because this abiding is continuous. It's constantly abiding.
因为这个住是一直住在主的里面。
So any time of the day, any time, any moment in our life, we can come to know the Lord more.
所以在一天里面任何一个时刻在我们生命中任何一个时间我们都可以来住在主里面认识主。
Yeah, so I'd like to read another part of the Bible. I think this is something we are very familiar with, but we probably didn't know enough about it. So please turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
我想我们要再来读这段经文，这段经文应该是非常熟悉的，但是我们平常也许并没有注意。我们要来读箴言第三章。
We'll read verse 5 to 7. I think all the brothers and sisters know these passages.
我们要来从第五节读到第七节，我相信弟兄姐妹们都熟悉这段经文。
Yeah, I'll read it in English first.
我先用英文读。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding.In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明。在你一切所行的事上，都要认定他，他必指引你的路。不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Here in verse 6,says that in all your ways acknowledge him.
在第六节这里讲到说，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。
Yeah, here that verb acknowledge in Hebrew is actually the same word that was translated to know in Daniel 11:32.
那在这里的这个字认定，事实上希伯来原文呢和但以理书刚才我们讲到说认识是同一个字。
So we can actually translate it this way in verse 6, say, in all your ways, know him.
所以第六节我们也许也可以，我们也事实上也可以这样翻译，在你一切所行的事上都要认识他。
Yeah, not only acknowledge him, not only to say, oh, maybe before, like we are planning something, so we pray to the Lord, Lord, help, guide me, help me to know your will, or to honor him, which is true and right. But not only that, it's actually in all things, we can come to know him more.
所以我们知道不仅是要认定，就是说在我们祷告和向主求的时候，我们知道他的存在，但在一切所行的事上，我们应该来认识他。
Yeah, so to get the answer for our prayer or get what we need is not the purpose.
所以我们的祷告蒙答应蒙垂听并不是主要的目的。
Yeah, is to know him. That's the purpose.
这主要的目的是要来认识他。
So now whether we are driving, whether we are at work, whether we are cooking,Whether we are talking to other people, by abiding in him, we can know him more.
所以不论是我们在开车的时候，在和别人讲话的时候，或者工作的时候，我们都应该住在主里面。
In all your ways, know him.
在一切所行的事上都要认识他。
Yeah. So this is a, I think this is the, So you can see that we can have the interaction, have the fellowship with the Lord all the time.
所以你可以发现到事实上我们可以常常和主有这些交通的。
And this takes time.
是的，这需要时间。
I think brothers and sisters, we need to remember, just like the Lord, is parable of sowing the seed.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们应当要记得主讲到那个撒种的比喻。
It's not just like when we need to get a soil ready when we think the Lord will speak in this meeting.
所以我们不是说我们现在把这个我们的土预备好了，说主要向我们来说话了。
Now, if we do not pay attention, there could be thistles and then thorns that grow and choke the seed.
因为如果我们不注意的话，我们就发现可能会有荆棘这些来压制我们的生长。
So it takes time for the seed.To grow, to sprout, to grow, to become a plant, and to bear, and then, have flowers, and then bear fruit.
所以总之从种下去到发芽到成长到最后能够结果子是需要时间的。
It takes time.
是需要时间的。
And then it does need us to, abide and to pay attention to our Lord all the time.
所以真的是需要我们常常能够住在主里面。
With that, you will find the Lord does speak to our hearts, and the Holy Spirit does prompt in our hearts.
所以如果我们有这样的心智，我们就会发现说，主真是住在我里面，圣灵会常常来提醒我们的。
And the result is just like what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
那么最后，我们所达到的结果就是像保罗在哥林多后书三章十八节这样讲的。
It says, with unveiled face, we behold his glory,And we are being transformed to his likeness.
哥林多后书三章十八节，这里讲到说，我们就可以像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
Yeah. So may the Lord help us to know him more.
所以我们求主能够帮助我们更认识他。
May the Lord give us that desire to know him in all our ways, in everything in our life.
所以我们真是求主赐给我们这样的渴慕，就是在我们人生一切所行的事上，我们都要来认识他。
This world, and even most importantly, the church needs people who truly know the Lord.
因为我们这个世界更重要的是在教会里面需要更多能够认识主的百姓。
At the end, I'd like to, just read, Bible verses from Hosea, to as a mutual encouragement.
最后呢我想要读何西阿书里面的经节作为我们彼此的勉励。
This is in Hosea chapter 6, verse 1 to 3.
这是在何西阿书第六章第一节到第三节。
Again, I'll read in English and my brother will read in Chinese.
再一次我是用英文来读，我的弟兄会用英文来读，中文来读。
Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage us. He will revive us after 2 days. He will raise us up on the third day, that we may live before him.So let us know. Let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain watering the earth.
何西阿书第六章第一到第三节，来吧，我们归向耶和华，他撕裂我们也必医治，他打伤我们也必缠裹。过两天，他必使我们苏醒，第三天他必使我们兴起，我们就在他面前得以存活。我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
感谢主，借着我们亲爱的基言弟兄、四伯弟兄，我们释放这些宝贵的话语。
We thank the Lord that through our brother Qian, and brother 世伯 that can release such precious words.
今天主感动我释放的信息也是跟这个相合。
Today the burden that the Lord has placed in me is similar to this.
因为在上个主日孙弟兄交通信息的时候
，Because as brother Sun shared last Sunday,
他提到有三个点。是做忠心仆人所必须有的。
He mentioned three points, for faithful servants.
一个就是要认识主人。
First is to know and understand the master.
我们今天我们的弟兄来交通是认识主。
And today our brother shared on knowing the Lord.
那么第二个点呢，叫认识主人的心意。
Secondly is to know and understand the will of the master.
那么第三个点就是照着所认识的心意，忠心的去侍奉他。
And the third is to faithfully serve according to his will.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们何等需要来认识这位主人。
So brothers and sisters, how much we need to come to know this master.
在以赛亚书的第一章里头。
In Isaiah chapter 1.
第二、第三节这样说。
In verses 2 and 3 it says.
天哪要听，地啊侧耳而听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识，我的民却不留意。
Listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth. For the Lord speaks, sons I have reared and brought up, but they have not revolted against, but they have revolted against me. An ox knows its owner, and a donkey its master's manger. But Israel does not know, my people do not understand.
以赛亚书可以说是整本圣经的一个缩影。
Isaiah is like a description of the entire Bible.
在66章当中，把圣经的66卷把它表述出来了。
In its 66 chapters, it kind of depicts all 66 books of the Bible.
在它开头的时候，神竟然发出如此的叹息。
And as it begins, we see that God sighs.
就是他的百姓竟不认识他。
For how his people do not know him.
也不留意他的旨意。
And are not mindful of his will.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天在新约的时代。
Brothers and sisters, we are in the New Testament era.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们和以色列人可能会犯同样的毛病。
And we may commit the same mistake as the Israelites.
所以盼望我们还有机会的时候彼此劝勉，彼此提醒。
Therefore, while we still have opportunity and chance,May we mutually encourage and exhort one another.
那我们好好的花功夫来认识我们的主人。
May we take the time and be diligent to know our master.
认识他的心意。
To know and understand his will.
向他的旨意忠心。
And to be faithful to his will.
主耶稣就是我们的主人。
The Lord Jesus is our master.
在哥林多前书第六章19到20节这样说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 19 through 20 it says,
我只读其中的一部分。
I'll only read a portion of this.
并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。
And that you are not your own, for you have been bought with a price, therefore bought with a price.
主耶稣用宝血生命的重价买赎我们。
The Lord Jesus used his precious blood and his life to buy us.
所以他是主人。
And so he is the master.
而我们呢，应该就是奴隶。
And we are his slaves.
也完完全全是他付的赎价买我们的。
Because it is he who paid this redemptive cost to purchase us.
不仅是仆人。
Not only as a servant.
乃是奴隶。
But as a slave.
就是没有任何权利。
Therefore, we have zero right.
只有完全顺服。
We only have complete and utter obedience.
我们的主人有一个命令。
Our master has a command.
当有人问他说，诫命中最大的是什么？
When someone asked him, what is the greatest of these commandments?
主耶稣就这样说。
The Lord Jesus said.
马太22章37到39节。
From the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 22, verses 37 and 38.
你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment.
这是第一，也是最大的。
This is the great and foremost.
应该在所有一切的诫命当中所被我们最重视、最遵守的。
And it is the one that we should hold in greatest regard and keep the best of all commandments.
何寿恩教士曾经在一个小纸条上写上这样的话。
Sister Margaret Barber、
mm-hmm.
Once wrote on a little slip.
神啊，我感谢你。
She said, God, I thank you.
因为有一个命令说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Because there is a commandment that says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
在这里我们看到一个爱主的人。
Here we see a person who loves the Lord.
她因为爱主，所以爱主的命令。
Because she loved the Lord, she loved the Lord's commandments.
这是我们需要效法的。
This is something we need to imitate.
主耶稣在约翰福音第14章21节告诉我们。
The Lord Jesus said in the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verse 21.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me.
主把遵守不遵守他的命令当作爱和不爱他的一个检验。
The Lord uses keeping his commandments as a way to measure whether or not you love him.
撒母耳也在对扫罗王说的话里面透露了神这个心意。
Samuel, when he spoke to King Saul, he also spoke of this, the heart of God.
那是在撒母耳记上15章的22节。
From 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22.
他说，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
He said, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
听命与顺从，叫主的心满足，远胜过于我们其他的奉献和劳苦。
Obedience and heeding the Lord's word, gives him the most satisfaction, rather than our other services or sacrifices.
我们的主在克西马尼园里边为这句话做了一个最好的诠释。
Our Lord proclaimed this the best in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们想说，他为什么一直到这个时刻还在祷告说，是否应当上十字架？
We may wonder why at this point he continued to pray three times whether or not he should go on the cross.
上十字架是献祭。
Going on to the cross is a sacrifice.
主耶稣上祭坛，如同祭物被杀、被烧。
The Lord Jesus is going on to the altar as a, as an animal being sacrificed, being slaughtered.
但是主并不是说，到十字架去死是非常好的，所以我就去了。
But the Lord did not say dying on the cross is something very good, therefore I will do it.
他那是要看，这是父的旨意吗？这是父的命令吗？
Rather, he wants to see if it is the Father's will, if it is his command.
一直祷告三次之后，他说，父啊，然而只要照你的意思，不要照我的意思。
And after praying three times, he said, Father, may it be according to your will and not mine.
我们的主知道，顺服神，听命远胜于献祭。
So our Lord knew that heeding and obeying the command of God is far greater and surpasses all sacrifice.
那么当我们将来认识主的心意和他的命令的时候，
When we come to recognize and understand the Lord's and God's will,
接着我们来认识主人的权柄。
Following, let us come and understand and know the Master's authority.
因为在神那里有国度，而国度乃就有权柄。
Because for God there is a kingdom, and within the kingdom there is authority.
而这个权柄乃是管制一切，也是托住一切的。
This authority governs all, and it carries all things.
所以在罗马书第十三章那里，使徒保罗告诉我们一件事。
So in Romans chapter 13, Apostle Paul tells us something.
在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的，所以抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
For there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves.
神乃是宇宙中最高的权柄。
God is the greatest authority in the universe.
他这个权柄乃统管万有。
And his authority governs all things.
所以对于神的顺服，头一个就是要认识他的权柄，服在他的权柄底下。
Therefore, obedience to God is to know his authority and to yield to his authority.
撒旦的背叛就是针对神的权柄来的。
Satan's disobedience is him revolting against the authority of God.
他去引诱夏娃和亚当，也是针对着权柄来做悖逆。
When he tempted Eve and Adam, he was it was in a disobedience to the authority of God.
因为在那里，神有命令他们不可吃分别善恶树上的果子，但是他们抗命吃了。
God had commanded them not to take of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but yet they did, and this was disobedience.
所以悖逆是撒旦的第一个罪，也是人类的第一个罪。
Disobedience is what Satan's first sin and also the first of man's.
那么今天整个恢复的路在哪里呢？
Now today, where is this road to recovery?
还是恢复对神那至高无上的权柄绝对的顺服？
Is to recover the absolute obedience to the authority of God.
我们在侍奉神，在生活中不能够在撒旦的原则里面。
In our own lives and our service,we cannot be living within the principle of Satan.
必须在基督的原则里。
But rather within the principle of Christ.
主耶稣到地上来给我们最大的一个启示，就是他完完全全的顺服父。
One of the greatest revelations that the Lord Jesus gave us was that he completely and utterly obeyed the Father.
无论是受尽，无论是上十字架，中间所有一切生活和侍奉，都在父的旨意完全的管制下。
Whether it was his baptism, him going on the cross, his daily living, and all his service, he was fully under the governing of the authority of his father.
所以他来了，就是对付人这个悖逆的问题。
And so he came to deal with the disobedience of man.
他自己顺服了。
He himself obeyed.
并且腓立比书二章八节告诉我们。
And in Philippians chapter 2 verse 8 it tells us.
他乃是存心顺服，以至于死。且死在十字架上。
And he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
他完成了这个之后，那么他就期望着所有他所救赎的神的儿女们，个个都效法他。
After he accomplished and fulfilled this, he desired for all of his children, or the children of God, to imitate him.
所以我们不仅是来认识主。
So not only do we come to recognize and know the Lord.
我们接着就是要效法主。
Following, we need to imitate the Lord.
那这样的话，我们就可以从悖逆的光景开始往上走。
And in this way, we can turn from our condition of disobedience.
因为以弗所书第二章告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 2, it tells us.
在第二章这里告诉我们， 从前我们都死在过犯罪恶之中。
It says that we were all once in our dead in our iniquities.
所顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
And we walked according to the course of this world, the course of the prince of the power of the air.
所以看出来，人天生是悖逆的。
And so we see that naturally man is disobedient.
所以顺服不是我们的天性。
Obedience is not our natural state.
但是当我们蒙恩得救重生之后。
But after we have been saved by grace, when we are born again,
基督的生命诞生了。
The life of Christ has been born.
我们必须脱离悖逆之子的行径。
We need to lay down and be rid of this life of the sons of disobedience.
我们从悖逆之子开始。
Starting from sons of disobedience.
我们最后要达到的是顺服之子。
In the end, ultimately, we are to be attained to sons of obedience.
但是顺服非常的不容易。
But obedience is difficult.
因为它碰到了我们的意志。
Because it touches our will.
意志是什么呢
？What is our will?
意志是我们这个人。
Our will is our person.
我们真正的自己就是那个意志。
Our true self is that will.
我们的意志决定要这个，要就是我们这个人要这个。
When our will decides we want this, that means our person wants this.
我们不要这个，就是我们这个人不要这个。
If we don't want this, that means if our will doesn't want it, that means our person does not want it.
所以意志能否向神降服，就决定我们能不能顺服神的权柄。
So if our will is able to yield to God, that will determine whether or not our person can obey His authority.
虽然这是一个很难的功课。
Even though this is a difficult lesson.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们非学不可。
But brothers and sisters, we cannot but learn it.
我们感谢神给我们自由意志。
We thank God for giving us free will.
但自由意志不是说我们喜欢什么我们就做什么。
But free will does not mean we do what as we like.
乃是在自由意志里。我们选择甘心乐意的顺服神的权柄。
But rather, in our free will, we joyfully, choose to obey the authority of the Father.
这是我们人生命最美丽的一个表现。
This is one of the most beautiful manifestations of this life.
人因为不顺服权柄。
Man, because, he does not obey authority.
所以人就犯法。
And so man breaks the law.
但是这个犯法还不是最后。
But breaking the law is not the end.
有一天，撒旦要把不法完全带到地上来。
One day, Satan will bring lawlessness to this world.
就是推翻了一切的权柄。
That is to overthrow all authority.
这是一个可怕的光景。
This is a terrifying condition.
主耶稣在马太福音24:12告诉我们。
Jesus in Matthew chapter 24:12, he says.
在他来的时候，不法的事增多。
When he comes.
Before
he comes, lawlessness is to increase.
所以许多人的爱心才渐渐冷淡了。
And so people's love will grow cold.
帖撒罗尼迦后书2:7-9也告诉我们。
Second Thessalonians chapter 2:7-9 tells us.
他说因为那不法的隐逸已经发动。
It says, for the mystery of lawlessness is already at work.
第八节说那时这不法的人必显露出来。
And verse 8, then that lawless one will be revealed.
所以整个世界到最后是完全是一个无法无天的状态。
And so the entire globe at that time will become a lawless place.
敌基督就是把这样的光景带到最顶点。
And Antichrist will bring this to its heights.
弟兄姊妹们，神为了让我们学顺服的功课。
Brothers and sisters, God, in order to allow us to learn obedience,
也是为了他的治理。
It is also for his governance.
所以他设立了代表的权柄。
And therefore he established these representative authorities.
在家庭中。
Within our families.
父母是儿女的权柄。
Parents are the authority over the children.
丈夫是妻子的权柄。
And the husband is the authority over the wife.
这是神所设立的。
This is what God has established.
在学校里。
And within schools.
老师是学生的权柄。
Teachers are the authority over students.
在公司里。
Within our companies,
我就用仆人跟主人的关系来说，就是主人乃是仆人的权柄。
We'll speak on it as master versus servant, and so the master is the authority over the servant.
那么国家也是一样。
And it's the same for countries.
有在上掌权的是权柄，人民是顺服权柄。
There are those governing in authority, and then the peoples who are governed.
兄弟们, 他们谈到这么多权柄的时候,
Brothers and sisters, as we speak on so many different authorities,
我们里面马上会有个疑问,
we might have a question that arises.
有的人,
there are some people that I just can't obey.
有的人我不佩服,
there are some people that I just, I don't hold them in high regard, and therefore I cannot obey them.
但是如果我们这样看的话,
but if we take this view, then we do not understand what it means to obey authority. We need to see that behind this person is God. And it is God through this person carrying out authority. So it is not us obeying this person. If we solely obey a person, then we have no value. We are obeying the God behind the person and obeying the authority of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
therefore, brothers and sisters, when we feel like it's difficult to obey, may we quickly see God.
看到主耶稣就是我们的主人,
and see that the Lord Jesus is our master. He is the object of 那我们, our obedience.
那我们先碰到权柄,
if we first are met with the authority and then the person, then obedience will come easy.
那么当然,神是绝对的权柄,说我们应当对他毫无条件的顺服。
But of course, God is the ultimate authority, and therefore we need to have complete obedience to him.
代表的权柄,有些如果跟神的原则相违背的话,我们只能够顺服神,不能顺服这个错误的。
And if some authorities that he has established are against or against his will, then we need to obey God. But we cannot use this as an excuse for our disobedience. We need to be as Jesus in full obedience.
即使我们遇见这个意思跟神的原则相违背的时候, 我们无法顺从, 但是我们里面仍然是顺服的。
Even if what we are met with is against the principles of God's will, we do not obey, but within our hearts we are obedient.
我们不能争, 不能闹,
we are not to argue, we are not to fuss.
我们里面仍然是顺服的。
Within us, we are obedient.
所以弟兄姊妹, 那我们做代表, 做权柄的人呢, 应该怎样做?
So for those of us in authority, how should we act?
我们不要去要求人顺服。
We should not require others to obey us.
人家说,
people say the fruit that are forcefully picked are not sweet. Just as we cannot command others to love us, we also cannot command others to obey us. So those of us in authority must act like we have no authority. We must be humble.
我们去求主让我们扮演好这个权柄的角色。
And ask God to help us carry out this position of authority.
那做顺服权柄的人呢? 学自己的功课。
And for those who are to obey authority, we need to learn our own lessons.
就刚才我们已经说过很多了。
We've already mentioned many of those.
那我们既然来彼此学习。
May we together learn this lesson.
那么如果 除了神所明定的这些权柄之外,在许多的情况中也有权柄。
And aside from what God has established, there are other areas of authority.
比如说,在唱诗的时候,领诗的弟兄是权柄。
For example, during this inspiration, the brother leading songs is the one in authority.
那我们不能说,我年龄比你大,所以我不顺服你。
We can't say, I am older than you, therefore I'm not going to obey.
可以应用到很多的侍奉,很多的聚会当中。
And we can this and carry on to different services.
所以在这个情况下是有彼此顺服的。
And so under these circumstances, there is obedience to one another.
那么另外一个情形是，当该顺服的不肯顺服的时候，那么做权柄的人也来学顺服。
Another situation is those who should be obedient are not, then those in authority should humble himself.
我们不要征战，我们要求和睦。
Not to fight with them, but to seek harmony.
弟兄姊妹们, 这个顺服权柄不是一件小事情。
Brothers and sisters, being obedient to authority is not a small matter.
它关乎进国度。
It is in relation to entering to the kingdom.
所以是在登山变化的时候, 天父曾经显现向我们说,
The Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Heavenly Father once said,
这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的, 你们要听他。
This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Obey him.
那个登山变相就是国度的显现。
That the Mount of Transfiguration represents the appearing of the kingdom.
而要听他就是进国度的条件。
And to listen to him, to be obedient to him, is the requirement to enter into the kingdom.
那我借着短短的时间讲一下认识主人的旨意。
I want to speak on knowing and understanding the will of the master.
旨意乃是权柄的一个代表。
The will is a representation of authority.
因为这个旨意乃是从国度的宝座出来的。
Because this will comes from the kingdom.
所以在这里我们就碰到了我们的意思跟神的旨意相冲突的情况。
Here we find a situation where our will is not in line with God.
所以主耶稣的祷告就很重要。
And so the prayer of Jesus is important.
不要照我的意思。 要照你的意思,
not my will, but yours.
不要让神顺服, 要让我来顺服,
not to have God obey, but we obey.
大卫一生为着圣殿, 他做一个合神心意的人。
David was a man after God's own heart, for that temple of God.
他不仅是认识了神的旨意, 爱神的旨意, 而且顺服了神的旨意。
He not only understood and recognized the will of God, but he obeyed the will of God.
除了保罗是为基督的身体把他的性命都不顾的一个人。
Apostle Paul, for the sake of Christ, he did not find his life of value.
所以弟兄姊妹,为着这个缘故,
So brothers and sisters, for these reasons,
在基督的身体上,我们在福音上应该尽心竭力。
And for Christ and for His gospel, we need to be more diligent.
要感觉我们欠每一个福音朋友债。
And feel that we owe something to these non-believers.
这个欠债的感觉是因为我们欠了主的债，而主要救这些人，所以我们要还主怎么还呢？就是还这个朋友们的债。
This debt is more a debt to the Lord and a debt to these friends, and therefore how we repay it is by sharing the gospel with them.
泡沫后的时代。 我们非常热情地去广传福音。
We hope that in these end times, we very diligently share and spread the gospel wide.
我们耗尽自己，也要为主成全他的旨意。
To exhaust ourselves, so that the will of God may be accomplished.
那我们在福音上成为擘开的饼，倾倒的酒，让别人来享受得幸福。
And in regards to the gospel, may we be as the broken bread and the wine that is poured out for others to enjoy.
除了保罗告诉我们说，他为了教会，就是基督的身体，他要在他肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Apostle Paul said that for the church, which is the body of Christ, he is to fill up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
所以我们要竭力地进入基督身体的生活。
And so we need to pursue greatly to enter into this life of the body.
我们不是接近一部分弟兄姊妹,
not to only encounter certain or a small portion of brothers and sisters.
我们的心乃是要接近所有的弟兄姊妹,
but our heart is to draw near to all brothers and sisters.
所以我们不能过一个退隐的生活,
so we cannot live a life of a retreat.
远离许多的弟兄姊妹,
and depart away from brothers and sisters.
也不能过退休的生活。
We cannot live a life of retirement.
好像觉得我们够了, 不用再继续做了。
And feel that it is enough, we don't need to continue.
我们应该跟众圣徒一同来明白基督的爱是有何等的长阔高深。
We should together with all saints come and understand the breadth, length, height, and depth of Christ's love.
我们竭力的去爱弟兄姊妹。
And love our brothers and sisters.
并且在基督身体的生活中,
and in the life of the body of Christ,
我们来学习主耶稣在登山宝训所说的,
let us learn what the Lord Jesus said on the Mount of Transfiguration.
有人打你的右脸, 连左脸也转过来, 由他打。
When he spoke of the Beatitudes, if someone strikes you on the left, turn and let them strike you on the right.
有人强逼你走一里路, 你就同他走二里。
And if someone forces you to walk a mile, walk 2 miles with them.
有弟兄告诉我们,
a brother told us,
这样做是超过我们的本分。
doing this is beyond our obligation.
但是我有这样做, 才能够补满基督患难的缺欠。
But only in doing so can we fill up the lack in Christ's afflictions.
因为如果我们闪躲这个击打, 那么那个击打就是打到主耶稣身上。
If we avoid this, then the strike lands on Christ.
但是如果我们接受这个击打, 那么主耶稣就免受伤害。
If we absorb this hit or this strike, then Christ avoids it.
主耶稣他为我们个人舍己。
The Lord Jesus died for us.
他也为他的身体舍己。
And for his body, he gave himself.
因此他也要求我们背起十字架来舍己，天天跟从他。
Therefore, he also asks us to deny ourselves to bear a cross to follow him.
顺服权柄不容易。
Obeying authority is not easy.
顺服神的旨意也不容易。
And obeying the will of God is not easy.
但当我们舍己的时候,
But when we deny ourselves,
是神的儿子自己来顺服。
It is the Son of God himself coming to obey.
愿我们都依靠他。
May we all rely upon him.
那么一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你在地上的时候,
While you were on earth,
你为我们做了一个最好的榜样。
You were the best example for us.
存心顺服以至于死。
You were in complete obedience even to the point of
death. 死在十字架上。
And death upon the cross.
你把教会带到地上来。
You brought the church to this earth.
今天我们要把你从天上带回来。
And today we want to bring you back from the heavens.
但你在教会中,
so that in church,
得着所有一切的爱。
May you receive all love.
你回来的时候,
When you return,
得着一切的荣耀,
and receive all glory,
奉主耶稣基督的圣名,
in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we have a few simple announcements.
我们请弟兄姊妹们还是要为着祷告聚会, 我们竭力的参加。
We continue to ask brothers and sisters to attend prayer meeting.
每个礼拜二, 如果可以的话, 我们进食参加祷告聚会。
And if possible, to fast for dinner as you attend.
神旨意的成就, 为他国度的降临, 为了教会的建立, 好好祷告。
And pray for the coming of the Lord, for his kingdom, for the gospel.
周五的读经, 周六东南区的读经, 我们请弟兄姊妹们竭力的参加。
We also ask brothers and sisters to attend Friday night Bible study and also the Saturday Bible study.
并且带着我们的儿女全家都来参加。
And also bring all our children, our entire family to attend.
主日要分别为圣, 好好地参加波饼聚会。
Sundays are to be set aside and holy.
参加,
and we attend breaking of bread.
参加信息聚会。
And the message meeting.
要来的礼拜六, 我们就是7月25号, 有一次的周六福音聚会。
This coming Saturday, July 25th, we will have a Saturday gospel meeting.
有柯云弟兄传福音。
Brother Yingke will be sharing the gospel.
彭丽丽姊妹做见证。
Sister Lily Payne will be giving her testimony.
我们请弟兄姊妹为这个聚会好好的祷告。
We ask brothers and sisters to pray for this meeting.
也能够竭力的邀请朋友们来参加。
And actively invite gospel friends to attend.
Zoom的链接在我们的网站上有。
The Zoom link will be on the website.
让我们能够为主多得人。
May we gain more souls for the Lord.
我们邀请弟兄姊妹们彼此关心。 彼此照顾。
We ask brothers and sisters to continue to pray and care for one another.
彼此勉励好好聚会。
And to encourage one another to attend meetings.
下主日是林环弟兄和吴坚辉弟兄交通信息。
Next Sunday, Brother Huan Lin and Brother Qian Wu will be sharing messages.
玛丽弟兄和吴佩恩姊妹翻译。
Brother Li Ma and Sister Audrey Wu, Audrey Shao will be interpreting.
为我们弟兄姊妹们的宝贵的服事祷告。
We ask brothers and sisters to pray for brothers and sisters' precious services.
我们继续为着整个福音的工作, 包括全地, 包括犹太人外邦人, 好好的祷告。
We want to continue to pray for the work of the gospel worldwide, including the Gentiles, including the Jews.
求主感动教会, 为他出去, 费财费力的, 得着灵魂回家。
And may the Lord move the church to go out and to exhaust all for his body, for his house.
那我们重新来建造教会, 成为基督身体合一的见证。
And together, may we establish and build up the body of Christ for the unity of the body of Christ.
不仅 得救的人数满足，并且得胜的人数也满足。
So that not only the number of believers are filled, but also the number of overcomers.
这样主就可以回来了。
And in that way, the Lord may return.
为中国大陆南方的严重的洪水的灾害，求主怜悯，求主保护生命财产的安全。
We ask the Lord to have mercy on the severe flooding in southern China, that the Lord would also protect the lives of the people and their property.
世界各地新冠病毒的传播仍然很严重，所以我们求主继续的来管制病毒。
The spread of COVID throughout the world is still severe. We ask that the Lord would control it.
也加速疫苗的和药物的研发速度。
And also to increase the speed of the development of a vaccine and medication.
美国的疫情是非常严重。
The pandemic here in the U.S. is very severe.
社会对立也很严重。
Social unrest is still severe as well.
求主复兴美国的教会。
May the Lord revive the church in the U.S.
让爱来代替仇恨。
That love would replace hate.
所有的族群都能够彼此相爱。
And all ethnicities may love one another and be united as one.
也为弟兄姊妹们这些年老的、体弱的，还有在医院工作的，以及在工作上需要接触到许多人的这些他们的健康祷告。
Just pray for all brothers and sisters, especially the elderly, the ill, those working in hospitals, and those who at work need to interact with others.
好，我们的报告就停在这里。
Our announcements will end here.
愿主保守弟兄们平安健康。
May the Lord protect all brothers and sisters, be healthy and safe.
再见。
Goodbye.